Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Gavin Morrissey from Anthony Kerr at 10-17 cuts Michigan State's lead in half. Spartans 2, Badgers 1, 9:08 to go in the second period. That was a huge momentum swing for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, it was, and give all the credit to Anthony Kerr. Number one, he got the initial shot. He followed his rebound. Puck goes behind the net. He has the wherewithal to come behind the net and give a pass to a bad angle shot for Morrissey, but also give credit to Morrissey because he stood his ground the whole time as an open target, and Kerr put it right on the money, and Morrissey put it right in the basket.
Anthony Kerr playing in his 151st career game, picks up his 7th assist of the season. Now plus 9 to lead all Badger defensemen at plus minus. Morrissey, Mosley, Finley, Dexheimer, and Palatichuk, the Badgers' 5 skaters, as we look down to our right.
Well, I like this because the Badgers had the opportunity to make a line change. And you get into a situation where every offensive zone faceoff that they're going to have, you're going to see line one or line two, I think, be put on the ice if they have the opportunity.
And if you have a two-minute media timeout, and it usually extends longer than that for television purposes, why not put that top line back out?
Exactly. It's not that they didn't have a rest.
Yeah, Morrissey won the draw, but too strongly. It bounced over the stick of Palatichuk, who has to hustle back to the Wisconsin zone to prevent Russell from getting there. And now Palatichuk with some time and space goes D-to-D to Dexheimer. Up the middle of the ice to Morrissey. Skates past one man. Off to his left. Across the line, Mosley. Slot pass loose. Finley can't reach it. Spartans send it back Wisconsin's way. Not strong enough for icing. And Joe Palatichuk after it. Hands off to Dexheimer now. Looks ahead. Flips a pass to Mosley. Knocked it down. Chipped it ahead now for Morrissey. Morrissey fans off to his right. Dumps it into the right corner and pursues. And first to it, though, is Charlie Stramel for Michigan State. Up the middle of the ice to Russell. Finds Howard. Pass near side to the cutting defenseman Andrews. Broken up by Lodge. Daniel left it back behind the net. Anthony Kerr there to help out. Wisconsin able to break out. Finley tapped it out to center. And now it's gobbled up by Wisconsin's Kerr. 8:08 to go in the period. 2-1 Michigan State. Bouncing pass off the end boards in front of the net. Fitzgerald tried to run it down. He was there but couldn't reach the puck, and then it's batted back to the Michigan State net, and DePasquo covers, and a faceoff to come with 8:01 to go on the second period clock. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posick and Ian Parent standing inside Wrigley Field, right up against the glass of this 200 by 85 foot ice sheet. Michigan State leads Wisconsin 2-1, and with possession, Lukaszewicz down low left. Kelly tried to force one in front. It went off the body of Phelan and then paddled by Scarfoni to the corner. Michigan State holds. Orvis shot, missed the net. Karam's off the shelf, around to the near side. The Badgers try to get position to clear. Pietola cannot. Steal by Kelly. He skates to the slot. It's wrist shot stopped by Scarfoni, who hangs on, and then Manisto got knocked to the ice by Zach Scholes, and you can hear the Spartans fans behind us not too pleased about it.
Well, if there's anybody I don't want to be in front of the net with, it would be Zach Scholes. Because he can lay the lumber on anybody, I will guarantee you that.
Face off to the right of Scarfone. Michigan State took the lead late first period on Vladislav Lukaszewicz's first collegiate goal unassisted. And then the Spartans made it 2-0 and could try to make it 3-0, but Savage couldn't pick up the loose puck in front of the net. Palatichuk sweeps it behind the cage for Dexheimer. He'll backhand one that finds the skates of Horbach. Right wing pass Scholl across the line. He's cut off by Gary and carried to the corner. Scholl, though, still with possession. Down below the goal line, Tyson Dick can't reach it. On the right wing wall, Scholl comes off the wall, got tackled, no penalty. Palatichuk at the left point, sends it back deep. Scholl on his skates, and he got knocked down that time by Geary, the defenseman. Michigan State will skate up to center, and a pass that deflects out of play. 6:54 to go here in the second period. 2-1, Spartans lead the Badgers.
And that last particular play reminded me of the one that was just in front of us late in the first period. I think the puck went up and off the glass about three times, and the only person who could have been hurt by it was the linesman. And between ducking and warding off the play, they're in the battle zone, those guys.
Face off outside the Michigan State zone. Spartans lead 2-1. Tassi will step in for Lindmark, who is kicked out of the faceoff circle. Tassi leans in, wins the draw back to Lodge, and he'll hammer it deep. The pass go out of his net behind the cage. Moves it far side to Andrews. Chipped it along now for Vansagi, who got it to center and taken there by D'Angelo. Cut through a couple of Badgers. Fell down trying to draw a penalty. Nothing called. Lindmark was back checking. D'Angelo tried to draw a penalty, but the referees elect them to play on. Now here's Lindmark carrying it in right wing. Pushed a shot towards DePasquo, knocked it free. Now Tassi with a backhand. That didn't get through. Anthony Kerr able to hold his own. Comes down the right wing boards. Kerr in the corner. Fell to his knees. Puck taken away by Michigan State. Lifted out towards center. Vansagi had it. Lodge, though, chopped it back to neutral. And then Michigan State came offside. 6:11 to go in the second period. 2-1 Spartans. Shots on goal 22-18 in favor of MSU.
Kind of a weird sound out of that linesman's whistle when we were standing right and we could see the offside, and so could he. He must have tried to blow it three times before it actually came out with any type of a whistle.
Maybe it's freezing up a little bit.
That could be it. If it's like my feet and hands, yes.
It's interesting looking at the Wisconsin bench. All the coaches are in black coats and white ski caps. And you look at Michigan State's bench, they're all in black coats. But the head coach and his top two assistants are not wearing ski caps. Adam Nightingale, Jared DeMichael, and Mike Towns are toughing it out. Wisconsin won the faceoff. And Dexheimer will hammer it in, whoa, making it a foot race between Mosley and the Michigan State defenseman. The linesman, though, says that the Spartans won that race. That's icing on Wisconsin.
That's okay. This line out there in the defensive zone faceoff, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
It all depends on who they get matched up against. It'll be against Charlie Stramel's line.
Yep.
And we know he's good on the draw.
He is good. Won 13 of 25 on Thursday at East Lansing. Also had the game-winning goal and an assist to set up the game-tying goal. Mosley able to one-hand the puck out at center. Finley reaching for it. Got spun around and knocked to his knees. Michigan State with the puck. Russell couldn't handle the pass at center, nor could Mosley. And then it's sent back to Dexheimer. So what are they doing with Quinn Finley? What is Michigan State doing to slow him up, keep him quiet?
In his face. Every time he's in the zone, you're going to see somebody in his face. There's no question about it. He's just got to be smart.
Yep, here's Dexheimer, right side, Palatichuk, looking and shooting, and it's loose. Oh, it went off the pass, goal, rebound, Badgers score! Hey, hey!
Quinn Finley.
Quinn Finley, the game-tying goal. It's 2-2.
Well, you asked, what are they doing to tie him up? Well, when they're not in his face and he gets a wide-open net with a rebound, he'll put it top shelf, and there's no question why he's the leading goal scorer in the nation, because that was a goal scorer's goal.
Palatichuk shot Karam wide, and then DePasquo late getting back to the right side. That puck took a beautiful bounce to Finley, low left, wide open. had the net all to his lonesome. Finley scores at 14:35, and the Badgers, down 2-0, have pulled even.
As we look at the replay, there's going to be some contention that Ryland Mosley may have interfered with the goaltender on his way around the back of the net.
And you can hear the crowd not at all happy about it. Captain Owen Lindmark will skate over to the scorer's table with the referees to continue the conversation started by head coach Mike Hastings. But Sean Fernandez and Jonathan Tatarski are going to take a look. Did you see a clean replay to determine whether or not Mosley interfered
if you take a look at it, I mean, he's on his shoulder, but he's not interfering with him for the right to go back into the crease. That's as timid of goaltender interference as I could ever call, if I can ever recall. But the fact of the matter being is that even if there's contact and he doesn't allow him to get back into the crease the way he wants to, that would be goaltender interference. I find it hard to believe that that would be the call because of the timidness or the lack of aggression that Ryland Mosley had. He was just trying to skate around the back of the net, so it's not that much of a big deal.
He has the right to the puck too.
Correct.
Right? And the puck got shot back behind the net. The Pasqua went looking for it, and Mosley and him were kind of shoulder to shoulder, and it didn't look like the Pasqua was trying to relieve the contact, and it didn't look like Mosley was doing anything out of the ordinary.
No,
there was a little bit of contact. That's about it.
Wasn't trying to initiate it. There's no question about that in my mind. But I'm not wearing the stripes or the red armband.
Correct.
So they'll take some time, review this properly. We'll take a long, hard look at it. And I can tell you that's one of the emphasis for NCAA hockey at Division 1, 2, 3, whatever level you're at. The fact of the matter being is that if there's any kind of contact, it can be called. Michigan State, I'm assuming, initiated the call.
Yep.
And we'll see what happens.
They could lose their timeout. Mike Hastings used his timeout to challenge a call in East Lansing, came back to bite him. It's a good goal. Michigan State will lose its timeout. Finley gets the goal, his 16th of the season at 14:35 from Palatichuk and Mosley. For Joe Palatichuk, his first point this season after scoring 18 as a freshman. And for Mosley, career point number 100. The Michigan Tech transfer scores his 100th collegiate point. A 2-2 game here at Wrigley Field in Chicago between Wisconsin and top-ranked Michigan State. Phelan Scholes with Dick Scholl and Horbach on the ice. Lead feed by Dick, too far for Horbach. Back to get a Gucciardi and a good hit by Horbach, trying to free the puck for Tyson Dick. No luck. Michigan State outlets. Shouty got around Scholl. There's Kerr to help his teammate out. Badgers take the puck up to center. Dick can't reach it. Picked up by Kelly. Turned it over to Kerr at center. He'll dump it in after gaining the red line. DePasco can't stop it. It trickles to the far corner. Bounces below the goal line. Kukkonen in on the forecheck. Kelly got there first for Michigan State, taken away by the Spartans. They throw it through the high slot and now try to settle things down in their own zone. Badgers very persistent on the forecheck. Puck popped out of play. And with 4:36 to go here in the second period, Wisconsin's erased a 2-0 deficit. It's the Badgers 2 and Michigan State 2. And we'll take a break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's...
Okay. back at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Badgers have pulled even against Michigan State. Second period goals from Gavin Morrissey at 10-17, Quinn Finley at 14-35. We've got ourselves a hockey game here at the Frozen Confines, Ian.
Yeah, and I don't think that's any surprise to anybody, because if you see the results of every other game, it's 3-2 overtime.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da. One-goal games are kind of the mold that Wisconsin and Michigan State have set for this year. But I'm very impressed with the fact that the Badgers have not lost any of their zip, even when they were down. They haven't lost any of their zip, and they're sticking to the game plan. But I'm also very impressed with how Michigan State can get out of the zone so easily.
Yeah.
And yet, as soon as they get into the offensive zone, the Badgers are doing a good job of corralling them.
Wisconsin has played 13 one-goal games this season, four wins, a tie, and eight losses in those one-goal games. Michigan State has played far fewer one-goal games. 4-0, make that 5-0 in one-goal games. We're tied at 2, 4:36 to go, second period. Morrissey, Mosley, Finley back out for the Cardinal and White. Face off to the left of the Michigan State cage. Morrissey to take the draw. It's loose in the circle. Still loose. Mosley tries to pull it free. Kerr decides to backpedal rather than pinch in. And it's played down to the Wisconsin zone. But Mosley able to flip the puck out through center. Finley now in a foot race to the corner. He gives chase and runs it down. Cuts to the net. Tried to one-hand one in there. DePasquale may have gotten a piece of it. Dorworth then can't clear. Badgers have it. Slot pass intercepted by Michigan State. And it's banked out through center and back Wisconsin's way. And Daniel Lodge there swoops in and gets the puck. Leap feed Finley. Drop pass Morrissey. Trying to refeed Finley low right, low left. And he put it in front. Turn around. Backhand shot by Mosley. Stopped by DePasquale. He almost kicked it in his own net. Now Dorward got a hit from Finley. Puck out near the blue line. Palatichuk can't reach it. Taken away by Michigan State. 3:45 left, second period. 2-2 the score. Michigan State deflects it into the Wisconsin zone. Badgers after it. They rim it around to the near side. Kukinen chops it out to neutral ice. Badgers live to play another play. Up to center. Bounces away from Jurecki. Joe Palatichuk quickly after it. Goes D to D to Dexheimer. Moves his feet up the middle of the ice. Here comes Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. Cut off by a pair of Spartans over by the Badgers bench. Dexheimer now protects. Hands off to Fitzgerald, who dumps it in and chases. First man there, the defenseman West. Owen West up the right wing wall near the benches again. Across the line, Van Sagi. He'll snap one off. Fought off by Scarfoni. It's loose in the slot. Trying to reach it is D'Angelo. Quick shot by Geary. Kicked out by Scarfoni. Huge stop there for the Badgers netminder. Wisconsin lobs it out to center. Lindmark moved it into the corner. Gives chase into the Michigan State zone. Spartans trying to jam it out. Badgers hold for a moment. Now out to neutralize. Laskowski looking for it. Thalen has it. He dumps it in. 2:40 left in the second. 2-2 game. Here comes Michigan State's D'Angelo. One hands a pass to the near wing and Russell. Deflected it into the Wisconsin zone. Badgers got there first. Rim around, not out. Long range shot off the stick of Lindmark and wide. Michigan State comes right down the boards, pinching in. They send it deep in the Badgers' end. Kerr off the near side boards. Lindmark got knocked down. Loose puck at neutral ice. Badgers' Tassi picks it up. He's got a right wing. Tries to make a move on one of the Spartans' defenders and couldn't get around him. Good play by Baskel. Back checking Botterill. Slows the progress of Howard. Puck came free to Tassi. He backhands it into the attacking zone. Botterill tried to drop it back to Tassi. He couldn't catch it. Taken away by Howard. Howard slot pass. That goes off the skate of Kerr. Came free to Botterill. Leaves it off for Scholl. He tries to get it deep. That went off to Spartan. Up the right wing now. Howard across the line. Backpedaling near the boards. To the point he goes in Andrews to Gucciardi. Got around Horbach. A long-range shot redirected by Russell and wide. Now Howard flips the pass across. Gucciardi. Oh, his shot knocked down in front by Daniel Lodge. That hit him right in the gut, I think. And there's no protection in the belly button. Here's Horbach throwing his body around against Gucciardi right in front of us. Chipped it ahead now for Tyson Dick. Dick trying to pull it off the wall. The defenseman Andrews gets in his way and makes the play. Now the Spartans angle a pass out to center. Palatichuk first there. Redirected pass, Horvath to Dick. Got spun around by Gucciardino. Penalty. Pass in front by Wisconsin. Chance for Dexheimer. He couldn't get his stick on it. Back to the corner it goes. Badgers try to dig it off the wall. A minute to go in the period. Morrissey's shot. That was blocked. Ricocheted to Mosley far side. His shot from a tough angle. Blocked. Michigan State exits its own zone. Now Howard will scoop it in and get a change. Dexheimer took a hit from Kelly, who took the puck. Kelly with possession. Flips it across to Lukaszewicz. Big left-handed defenseman dumps it in. Benisto now cut off by Wisconsin's Morrissey. Kelly and Dexheimer engaged in the near corner. 28 seconds to go in the period, a 2-2 game. Puck off the near boards. Mosley takes a hit from Benisto, but got it to center. Ryland reaches for it and picks it up. Ducks around a hit, dumped it to the corner. Shouty after it for Michigan State. Tries to reverse back to the near wall. 10 seconds to go in the period. Finley looking for it, reaching for it. Can't pull it free. Spartans have it with 5 seconds. Badgers in the midst of a change. Long lead feed on goal, and Scarfoni had to stop it with his right pad. And that's it for period number two. Michigan State extended its lead with a goal early in the second, but the Badgers scored twice in about 4 minutes. Morrissey and Finley. And after two periods of play from Wrigley Field in Chicago, it's Wisconsin 2 and Michigan State 2. Badger hockey brought to you by Culver's, and you can visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's kid of the game at a UW men's hockey game this season. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. Again, that's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Wisconsin and Michigan State tied at 2. What a second period. And for the Badgers to be down 2-0, you mentioned they weren't backing down. The puck just wasn't going in the net. And then they found ways to get some things done.
Yeah, I think they won some one-on-one battles in front, and that was a big issue from there. But the fact that the Badger defensemen have been able to pinch and stay down and realize that, hey, the other forward the side that I pinched on, the forward's backing me up. They're doing it with a lot more confidence. The Anthony Kerr situation, in the last couple of years, you would have never seen him down below the goal line unless there was an earthquake that put him down there. That's all there was to it. But he's become more offensive-minded, and I think jumping into the play has really helped.
All right, so the Badgers have pulled even with a top-ranked team in the country trying to win the regular season series. Wisconsin 2, Michigan State 2, and we will take a break, our first break of the second intermission, back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. the Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
South.
Well, after two periods of play here at Wrigley Field, Wisconsin and Michigan State are tied at two. Spartans had a 1-0 lead after the first when Vladislav Lukashevich scored unassisted at 15:36. Spartans made it 2-0, 4:29 into the second period. Daniel Russell, a rebound goal off a shot by the defenseman Austin Orbitz. That made it 2-0, Russell's ninth of the year. But then the Badgers scored. Anthony Kerr setting up Gavin Morrissey at 10-17. Morrissey's seventh goal. That made it a 2-1 game. And then Quinn Finley got a nice bounce off the end boards and found the back of the net, wide open net for Finley. His 16th goal of the season to lead the country. Joe Palatichuk and Rylan Mosley with assists at 14:35. And again for Palatichuk, his first point of the season. And for Mosley, the 100th of his career. And that's quite a feather in the cap of the Michigan Tech transfer.
I wonder who they give the puck to. Mosley for his 100th point, or, hey, Joe, this is your first one of the year. You can have this puck.
Right.
Regardless of who does it, I think that they would be more concerned if they didn't get, if they win this one. When they win this one, I'll take the game puck. That would be the nice part of it when it was there. It's just kind of a tradition, but
for sure.
I think that each and every person, you know, you'd say, oh, 100 points, that's a monumental thing. But you know what? Rylan Mosley would go, yeah, well, the other 99 were pretty good too.
Right, right.
So I'll, you know, give me some pucks from 74 or 75 or whatever it is. But for Joe Palatichuk, kind of the quote-unquote monkey off your back type situation where he has played well offensively, but I just don't think that he's back to the level that he was previous to his injury, before his injury. It's just one of those things where it may take time, but he's enough of a good athlete that it won't take as much time as it would for a normal person, excuse me, to come back.
In that second period of play, Wisconsin credited with 13 shots on goal. Michigan State only 7. Tommy Scarfone, 6 saves in that period. He has 22 through two periods of play. Luca DePasquo, 11 saves in the second. He has 20 stops through two periods of play. The Badgers and the Spartans are tied at 2. You know, Michigan State is, I mean, again, a very solid defensive team, but a very balanced offensive team, too. Wisconsin's defense ain't all bad either. And to limit Michigan State to 7 shots on goal in a 20-minute period, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the secret was to that, to be honest with you. I don't know what Coach Hastings installed something different. I'm not 100% sure. But I noticed that the third forward is always back. It's not taking any chances. And just the fact that at the blue line, the offensive blue line, the Badger defensemen are not scared to jump into the play and create turnovers. And as a result, it resulted in the first goal with Anthony Kerr being down below the goal line. But more importantly, I think it set a precedent that the Michigan State forwards were getting a little bit too high when they were getting that breakout pass.
Uh-huh.
So if they're there without their head attached to their shoulders after getting hit by a Badger defenseman who's pinching, yeah, they'll be looking a second or third time before they do that again.
Sure. No penalties in that second period. There's only been one penalty all game. That was against Michigan State. Badgers had a good look at the end of the first period on their power play, but failed to score. Didn't get much of a chance when the second period began with a minute 49 of power play hockey. But the Badgers scored twice in the second and pull even. It's Wisconsin 2 and Michigan State 2. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Cover Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Well, in that second period, Michigan State attempted only 11 shots. 3 were blocked, 1 shot off target. 7 shots on goal. Tommy Scarfoni stopped 6 of those 7. Badgers had 20 attempted shots. 1 was blocked, 6 off the mark. 13 shots on goal. DePasquo stopped 11 of them. Faceoffs, Michigan State with a slight edge, 25-24. Gavin Morrissey is 12 of 22 in the faceoff circle. Michigan State's best faceoff man, Charlie Stramel, is 9 of 16. 6 shots on goal and an assist plus 2 so far for Rylan Mosley to lead the Wisconsin attack. It's 2-2, the Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans here at the frozen confines of beautiful Wrigley Field. Hey, for every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's at the School of Medicine and Public Health. You can assist us in ending Alzheimer's. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. That's goalsforacure.org. Ian and I trying to stay warm down by the ice. Equipment manager Nate LaPointe did his best to make sure that the players and coaches were warm here for the frozen confines. We'll hear from Nate LaPointe when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Leather.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Got a few minutes before we do that. Wisconsin and Michigan State tied at 2 during the second intermission. Yeah, it's cold. It's about 10 degrees right now. It's a little windy. Badgers equipment manager Nate LaPointe made sure that all the guys and coaches were outfitted properly so they can handle the cold temperatures here at the frozen confines. Had a chance to talk with the Badgers' longtime equipment manager, Nate LaPointe, after practice yesterday.
So how long has this game been on your mind here at Wrigley Field?
For a pretty long time, since about the fall, once we kind of got some more details on what was happening. That's really when the planning started with a lot of the things, just making sure we had what we need for the guys as far as uniforms all the way to base layers, the warm stuff, extra packing, all that kind of stuff. So it's been coming for a while. So
yeah, what was your first priority?
First priority was the jerseys, obviously. We got to get those orders and done and figured out. Then after that, it's all the details. So figuring out the sweatshirts they're going to wear, the base layer stuff, the warm weather stuff. And then the last minute details are things like hand warmers and foot warmers and some of those smaller details for the games and for the staff to keep them warm as well. So
sure. Tell us about the jerseys. They're cardinal red with the script Badgers and the black piping. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, something different. We involve the players from the process in the summertime, kind of getting their feedback and their kind of inspiration for the jerseys. We showed them a bunch of different mock-ups and kind of asked what they liked and didn't like from different jerseys. And it kind of just piecemealed together. So a little bit of a baseball feel, a little bit of a Chicago feel, but still also a Badger feel as well, too. And you know, really changing up with the black pant covers, something that we have never worn before. It's always been red pant covers. So something a little different to kind of add a little pizzazz that, you know, and obviously a little bit of inspiration from the Blackhawks, too, and and some of what they wear as well. So
the sticks are kind of cool, too.
Sticks are really cool. That was something the CCM came up with just before the Winter Classic and things like that for their endorsees for those games, and then decided to roll it over for us as well. I love the graphic because it looks like an old school CCM stick that I grew up playing with back in the day, a wood stick. And the guys love it too. It's a cool look for the players to have.
Yeah. Now, obviously, the players are going to be skating and able to move and keep themselves warm. You've got to keep the coaches warm too. What have you done for them?
Yeah. So our coaches, we're going to be wearing some long underwear. We're going to be wearing some long tops and some sweatshirts and hats and some big winter coats. We got gloves. We got hand warmers. We got foot warmers. The coaches might be the ones that need to be more warm than the players will be. And some of the guys will probably wear some cold weather tops, but it'll be hit and miss depending on each guy's feel for the game. But yeah, it'll be a cold, windy day, it sounds like. So we'll see how we fare with that.
Yeah. And you're going to be the warmest one on the bench?
I'll probably be one of the coldest ones. So I probably won't get access to a heater. We'll make sure everyone else is warm first before I am. But we'll be good. With the longer intermissions and things like that, we should have plenty of time to warm up.
And I know your wife has had a hand in this too, hasn't she?
Yeah, she did. So my wife, Callie, she knit some hats for the players, for the goalies to have on their helmets. She did it also for the game at Soldier Field. A few years back there too, so you just need that oversized helmet for the goalies and a hat for them that just doesn't quite work, so something custom is always the way to go, so kind of cool.
Yeah, this is fun. I mean, you were part of the Camp Randall Hockey Classic, you were part of Soldier Field as well, and now this. I mean, this is exciting for you just as it is for me and everybody else involved.
Yeah, absolutely. These games are such a blast, especially when you get to the game part. All the lead up and all the hard work that goes into it, all the staff that we have helping out, all of our students that are helping out, move things around and getting things ready. But once you get to the game, it's such a cool experience. So.
Yeah, that's Nate LaPointe, longtime Wisconsin equipment manager, making sure that the players and the coaches are warm, or as warm as they can be on a frigid night here at Wrigley Field. How you doing, Ian?
I'm struggling.
Yeah?
I think my hips have seized up, and I'm pretty sure I haven't felt anything from my ankles down in the last period and a half, so to speak. But end all be all, it's a 2-2 game, and I don't have any reason to pack it in because I love the excitement.
For sure.
Now, I should back up. I've known Nate LaPointe longer than anybody at Badger Hockey has.
Yeah.
He was a high school player, first a Bantam player, then a high school player when I was the coach at UW-Eau Claire, and he has a brother named Derek.
Yep. Pretty good hockey player at North Dakota.
Yes, he was. Tall, skinny, and every time I would look at him, I'd go, there's no way you two are brothers. Because Derek was always hanging out at the far blue line, waiting for a breakout pass to get away. And if there was fur flying any place in the corner,
right,
Nate was in the middle of it. That's just, boy, he was a hard-nosed kid. Ooh.
Well, whoever wins this period wins the hockey game. It's 2-2 Wisconsin and Michigan State. Spartans have outscored their opponents 23-8 in the third period this season. The Badgers are at about 500, if you will, about even with their opponents in third periods. Morrissey, Finley, Mosley, Michigan State on the opening faceoff. Basgold just iced the puck.
Yeah,
we'll drop the puck back in the Michigan State zone.
He was expecting the left winger to do a curl and then go forward and tip it into the zone, and the curl was much later than anticipated. So it'll bring the faceoff back into Michigan State zone with Wisconsin's top line on the faceoff draw.
Morrissey with some instructions for Finley, Mosley, Lodge, and Kerr. The puck goes to the corner, though, and Michigan State wins the draw. Held in with a stick of Quinn Finley. Mosley cycles down to the corner. Morrissey can't reach it. Shouty does. He can't clear, pinching in Kerr to keep it alive in the attacking zone. Michigan State reverses course. They'll try again to clear, and Kelly got it out to center ice. Pass behind Shouty, taken by Wisconsin's Mosley, and he fires it down in. The pass goes, stops it, turned it over left circle. Mosley tried to shoot one or pass one. Morrissey was in front. Neither worked. Here's Dexheimer. Backhand shot went off a stick and back behind the net. Morrissey tried to dig it free. It got knocked free off the glass. Stays in the offensive zone. Bonnerill tries to center. Now a turnover. Morrissey, Dexheimer. He tried to shoot. Manisto got in the way. Wisconsin's Mosley just got clobbered. And no penalty called. DePasqua was knocked down too.
I think it was a double penalty if it was going to come, because it would have been goaltender interference or contact with the goaltender, and a checking from behind.
Now here's Russell with a puck, right wing pass. Howard out high, shot by Gucciardi, blocked by Wisconsin, and that caroms out of play. 18:46 to go in the third, a 2-2 game. Adam Nightingale not happy with Sean Fernandez after his goaltender got knocked down.
Well, he doesn't have a challenge.
No, he doesn't.
And if I'm correct, if they do challenge,
yeah,
it has to be a five-minute major.
Actually, what happened, Mosley made contact with DePasqua after the defenseman Gary cross-checked Mosley in the back.
Exactly what I said before is that the initial contact was made by the Michigan State defenseman.
Yep. Face off to the left of Wisconsin netminder Tommy Scarfone. He stopped 22 of 24 shots. Andrews will fire it deep. After it, Horbach, he tries to chip it out. No luck there. Gucciardi sends it back deep. Russell tied up by Kerr, able to jam the puck to the far corner. Howard now cycles back to Russell. Back to Howard, out higher right. Andrews just placed it in the corner. Lodge fends off Stramel, freed the puck for Kerr. He's able to get it out to center with some assistance from Tyson Dick. Puck is batted into midair, and it looks like Wisconsin's offside. It was. And the whistle blew, and Tyson Dick shot the puck anyway. It was off target. The Spartans take exception to that, however. And now the referee's in there to separate the two teams.
I think the microsecond of time between the release of the puck by Tyson Dick and then the actual blowing of the whistle was so insignificant.
Yeah.
That I don't know if that would be a justifiable anything. They did call it offside. I thought they were going to call high stick or hand pass, but
yeah, the play was offside, and then the whistle blew when Tyson Dick picked up the puck in the offensive zone offside, and then he shot it, and then the Spartans took exception, but nothing really came of it. And now Michigan State sends it down Wisconsin's way and just iced the puck, and then Kyle Kukkonen and Vladislav Lukashevich were jawing a little bit after the whistle. And back comes Finley, Mosley, and Morrissey.
Yep.
With Phelan and Scholes. A lot of the players wearing eye black under their eyes. Kind of like baseball players would, trying to prevent some of the glare from the big white standards here on the white ice. Here's Scholes. Now Finley shoots one, going glove side on DePasquo. Easy stop for DePasquo. Hangs on another faceoff to come. 2-2 game, about 2 minutes gone by here in the third period of play. Badgers trying to get their 10th win of the season and move back within a game of 500. Michigan State trying to get win number 17. Only two losses this season for the Spartans. One at home against Boston College, the other on the road at Wisconsin in December. Morrissey to take the faceoff with Shouty, and he won it so strongly it split the wickets of Finley and slides all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. Joe Palatichuk after it there, rimmed it around to the near side. Finley defended but able to get it out of the zone. Throws it through neutral ice. Michigan State picks it up. Geary to Kelly. Kelly dumps it in. Morrissey after it for Wisconsin. Turned it over to Kelly. Charges back behind the net. Wrap around backhand. Stopped by Scarfone. Puck deflects all the way down to the Michigan State zone. And DePasquo behind his net. He'll just feather it off the dasher to the near corner. And the Spartans fling it out to center, and the Badgers pick it up there. Lodge to Morrissey. Gavin across the line for Finley. Finley puts one back door, trying to hit his teammate. Kukkonen fresh off the bench. Then it trickled in front of the net. Knocked out of harm's way by the Spartans. Wisconsin's Lodge holds the zone. Skates down the left wing wall. Fights through the physicality of Shouty and then Basco. Badgers hold on the right side. Finley had it knocked off his stick from behind, and it goes wobbling back Wisconsin's way. Spartans will get a change. The Badgers will complete their line change. Lead feed Lodge deflects into the attacking zone, and the Badgers in on the forecheck. 2-2 game. Turnover. Fitzgerald steals. Skates it to the left boards. Loose. Laskowski. Turnaround shot. That got blocked. Scholes with it out high. He bumps it off the end boards. In front. Chip shot by Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. Denied by DePasquo. DePasquo back up on his skates. Wrister from the right wing. Phelan missed the mark. Laskowski over skates in the corner. Centering pass Fitzgerald. Intended for Kukkonen. Batted back towards Fitzgerald. Christian has it behind the net. Wraparound attempt. And it deflects to the far corner. There's Laskowski. Oh, the Badgers really all over the Spartans right now. Pass by Laskowski out of the reach of Fitzgerald. And gathered in by Vansagi. Skates by Kukkonen. Comes across the Badger line and dumps it in. 2-2 game, 16:07 to go in the third. Badgers trying to win the regular season series from the defending Big Ten champions. Great to hear the crowd engaged. Oh, still yeah. A lot of folks here watching this college hockey game, and it's been a good one. And now a whistle and a stoppage in play. 15:51 to go in the third. It's Wisconsin 2 and Michigan State 2.
I wonder how much legal antifreeze they have in their system. The crowd.
More than we do.
That was the one of the best lines I ever heard. Well, there's a lot of people here dressed as courage because they got a lot of that legal antifreeze in their system.
Well, Denmark take the face off in the defensive zone, won the draw. Dexheimer reverses D to D to Palatichuk up to center, helped along by Tassie in deep. Lindmark in on the forecheck, but DePasquo moved it to the far side. They can't clear. Botterill bouncing shot in front, blocked down by Michigan State. And then they throw it out to center. Palatichuk picks up the loose puck and dumps it right back in. The Badgers onside. Here's Gucciardi up ahead to center, intended for Russell. Too hot to handle. Icing on Michigan State. Gucciardi, the Capitals draft choice, just ice it, and the Badgers get an offensive zone faceoff.
It's amazing. The forward from Michigan State was tied up with Daniel Lotch. Both went to lift each other's sticks, and the puck went by, and it's like, hey, nobody touched it. It's going to be an icing.
Karen Lotch out with Scholl, Dick, and Horbach. Sawyer Scholl to take the face off against Stramel to the right of the Michigan State cage. And Scholl wins it back to Kerr. Cross ice, Lodge. Flutter shot in front. It hits Scholl. Hit the goaltender. The goaltender fell to the seat of his pants, now back up on his skates. And then Stramel took a hit from Scholl after releasing a pass out to neutral ice. Lodge got knocked down to one knee. And Michigan State picked up the puck and dumped it in, but the Badgers rim it around and out. Up ahead now, Jack Horbach in on the forecheck. Got his stick on the clearing attempt by Geary. And the second try by the Spartans sent it back out to center. 5 minutes gone by in the third. Wisconsin 2, Michigan State 2, and the Badgers just whistled for icing. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards.
Well, we'll be interested to see how much of a tic-tac-toe game this becomes with icings and
right.
And flipping it out of the zone, flipping it out of play, whatever you want to call it. Just getting into a situation where a stall tactic might not work for everybody.
Carson Dorwart to take the draw for Michigan State, and it's won by the Spartans. Turnaround shot by Savage, stopped by Scarfoni. Here comes Tyson Dick out of his own zone. He'll fire it down deep off the glass behind the Michigan State net. He needs a change. Morrissey's out there now for Wisconsin with Mosley and Finley. Mosley overskates in the high slot. Savage now has it. Finley on him, trying to lift his stick. He finds Patrick Geary. The defenseman fires a pass ahead to Dorwart, deflected by Wisconsin, no icing. 2-2 game, 14-20 to play. Mosley mishandles. Puck back into the Wisconsin zone. Palatichuk around to Dexheimer. He lets it go. Lukashevich picked it up and tried to get it back deep. Dexheimer intercepted, flipped it ahead to Mosley. Now Finley in on the attack. Finley can't reach the puck as Orvitz cuts him off. And then it's called out to center. That's where Daniel Lodge picked it up, and he snaps it right back in.
Yeah, we'll play in their zone a lot more than we play in ours if we keep dumping it.
Headman to Tierney now at the red line. Backhand shot all the way on goal. Easily steered aside by Scarfoni. Christian Fitzgerald now had the puck crawl off his stick. Finley tried to flip it ahead to him. Didn't get anything on it. Upset with himself, the Spartans trying to get to the puck in the offensive zone, but the Badgers, centering pass went off the stick of Wisconsin's Lodge. Still bouncing around. Badgers take a whack at it. Now Finley's got it, and he'll backhand it out to center, and big hit over by the benches. Now here's Michigan State on the attack. Andrews shot that ricocheted off a Badger and then cleared out of harm's way by Wisconsin. Steal at center, Tassie. Viskoski overskates. Tied up. Baskell's now got it for Michigan State. Up the middle of the ice, off to his right. Bumps it off the boards, and a whistle and offside called. 12:55 to go here in the third. It's Wisconsin 2 and Michigan State 2. Yeah, Finley was stick handling, flipped the puck up, and then got hit from behind. And Andrews crushed Finley into the Badgers bench. He actually went over the shelf, teetered over the shelf. His head went down and his skates went high into the air. He was ready for a change, Ian, but he didn't plan to go headfirst into the Badgers bench.
I've seen that happen numerous times. There was one in today's NHL game between the Rangers and the Capitals where he went into the bench, and one of two things usually happen. Either while he's down there, somebody's given him about four right hands to the face, or they push him back out on the ice and say, this is not your bench. Go to the other bench.
Depends on what mood they're in, right?
Yes.
Ian? Yes.
It also depends on the score
right
at that point in time.
Well, it's been fun here at Wrigley. A 2-2 game with 12:55 to play. The Badgers are idle next weekend and then open a four-game homestand. They'll host Long Island University January 17th and 18th. The Sharks are about a 500 ball club, so they're no slouch. And then Michigan comes to town January 24th and 25th. Love to see you at the Kohl Center later this month. Go to uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS for ticket information. And Michigan State will return to action next weekend at Penn State, then a home-and-home series with Michigan before hosting Minnesota at the end of the month. Which team do you think is the best team in the Big Ten? Is it Minnesota or is it this Michigan State squad?
I'm not so sure. I think that Minnesota has the scoring power more so than Michigan State does. And you know, I guess if you took Snuggerud out of their lineup, that might be a big difference.
Sure.
But the fact of the matter being is that Minnesota's got their record for a reason. They've had quality goaltending. Their defensemen are really offensive-minded, and their special teams are second to none. And so, and of course, Snuggerud is pretty much the key to that second, or their power play in particular.
Well, we had a short break here, and the ice crew was out patching some holes and chips in the ice surface here at Wrigley Field. Face-off to come at center ice, just outside the Michigan State zone. Lindmark, Tassie, Botterill, Palatichuk, and Dexheimer for the Cardinal and White. Stramel with Russell, Howard, Geary, and Baskell for the Green and White. And the puck comes trickling over the blue line and golfed out over center into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer finally locates it, threw it to the far wall, and then the Badgers able to jam it through center. Now a foot race between Botterill and Baskell. Botterill got there first with a stick. Lindmark then overskates. Taken away by Michigan State. 3-on-2 to our right. Russell in the middle of the ice. Left wing now Howard. They're onside. He elects to shoot, and he scores! Isaac Howard beats Scarfoni. Michigan State regains the lead. It's 3-2.
I feel bad for the defenseman on that play. That was a good play by Howard, don't get me wrong. It was a 3-on-2. Simon Tassie worked hard to get back into the play, but it was just a little bit too late, so the defenseman couldn't step up and play the shooter. He had to kind of play the angles, if you want to call it that, and Howard just top shelf, no questions.
Their leading scorer, Hudson, Wisconsin native Isaac Howard, his 13th goal of the season. It comes at 7:32, and so the Spartans, who led 2-0, now regain the lead at 3-2. It beats Scarfoni, stick side. Isaac Howard, the Tampa Bay Lightning first-round draft choice. So now Wisconsin will have to rally again. Lodge in his own zone off the body of Horbach. It goes to the corner. Lodge slowed, flipped over to the far side. Horbach picks it up and skates ahead with it. Jack Horbach, middle of the ice. Left wing Tyson Dick cuts to the slot. He's on his backhand. Drops it off now to Scholes. There's traffic in front. Shot by Scholes. Stopped by DePasqua. Following up Scholes. Back behind the net. It's loose, and Zach will run it down near side. Turns and fires it around the boards to the right wing. Down the wall comes Phelan. Shot right through the low slot. Ricocheted back out to the point in Scholes. He's pressured by Larson, and the puck trickles across center, and the Badgers have to touch up. 11:35 to go in the third. 3-2 Michigan State. Howard scores at 7:32 to give the Spartans the lead. Finley throws his body around right in front of us. And Michigan State back behind the Wisconsin net. Scarfoni looks over his right shoulder. Manisto trying to get some support. Instead, the puck slides free, and Wisconsin now has it again. Scholes' headman pass got intercepted. Here comes Kelly down the wall. Cuts towards back behind the net. Turnaround shot. It's loose to the right of Scarfoni on his hands and knees. Eventually covers it up. Stoppage in play. 11:06 left in the third. Spartans lead the Badgers 3-2.
Smart move, Tommy. You puck's free. Put that big mitten of yours out there and grab it. When there's scrambles in front of the net like that, I think a goaltender must lose their mind, not knowing who's going to get it, who's going to poke at it, who's going to do whatever. But Badgers did a good job of keeping people to the perimeter and allowing Scarfoni to make that save.
Daniel Russell, the only assist on Howard's goal at 7:32. A 3-2 Michigan State lead. Badgers were playing so well, limiting Michigan State's chances. And then they score from long range. Spartans try to force it towards the middle of the ice. Went off of Badger. Still loose in the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer after it. Reverses it back to Palatichuk. Moved it along the kick plate and run down by Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. Sidesteps the Spartan up to center. Tried to flip it deep. A bouncing puck. He's able to deflect it down. Got interfered with trying to get to the puck. He got wiped out by a pair of Spartans. And then he gets physical himself. Daniel Lodge coming in low left. Threw one right through the low slot. Oh, he walked right to the net. And instead of shooting, he tried to pass. And Wisconsin's, I'm not sure if it was Laskowski who was covered.
Correct.
Someone was covered right in front. Bouncing puck again loose in front of the Michigan State net. Here's Botterill now. He'll cycle back behind the cage for Lindmark. Tried to draw it back to his backhand. Now he's got it on his forehand. Pass slot. Botterill snapshot save made to Pasquo. Oh, good look by Lindmark that time. Ryan Botterill out near center. Look out. Misplayed the puck. Almost coughed it up. Lindmark drops it back to Botterill. In traffic. Shoots one low. That skipped off the knee of the goaltender to the far side wall. And Pietola. Met there by D'Angelo. Pietola fights through it. It trickles off the kick plate, and Phelan sends it back deep. Off the skate of Pietola. Now to D'Angelo, the Michigan State centerman. He flung it ahead, and it's rolling on edge, but not strongly enough for icing. And the Badgers send it back to neutral ice. 9:20 left in the third, 3-2 Michigan State. Here's Phelan now to Tyson Dick. Batted off his stick, and caroms right in the vicinity of Scarfoni. And the Badgers netminder gloves it and hangs on for a faceoff.
Very wisely.
Isaac Howard, go-ahead goal. It's 7:32. Michigan State leads Wisconsin 3-2. We'll take a one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easy.